This will be a meditation on suffering in the animal realm. So first, let's ensure that we're sitting comfortably, feeling grounded. That the back is straight, shoulders back and down, and the body is relaxed. And take three deep breaths from the abdomen, releasing tensions on the out-breath. And now to develop a concentrated mind, let's just watch the breath, observe the coming and going of the breath at the nostrils. Now I invite you to imagine that you are a small bird, a very small bird like a sparrow, something that size. So feel the feathers on your body, the very light weight of your tiny body. You have little stick feet, not like flesh and blood. And you have no arms or hands. And you have a beak instead of a mouth and nose. And it's only with your beak that you can manipulate things the way humans do with their hands. And your eyes, your two eyes are on the side of your head, so you don't see forward, you see to each side. And you have wings and tail feathers. And you have to eat often to maintain your life, to maintain your tiny body. You need food and moisture often. So you're looking for food all your waking hours, flying around, walking around on branches and the grass, wherever it is, you find yourself looking for food. And you are always very cautious, keeping an eye out for hawks in the sky and for cats on the earth, and so on, because there are so many animals larger than you that you feel threatened by, that they may want to kill you and eat your body. So I'll give you a minute to just imagine being in this kind of life. And now coming out of that experience and returning for a moment to your human life and recognizing how precious it is that you have the abilities, the degree of security and safety, the access to food and water and so on that the little bird does not have. And so now let's move into a different kind of body, the body of a cat, a feral cat. It's a cat that lives in the wild, but it was once a house cat. You once had a home. Humans looked after you, but then one day they put you in the car, took you for a long drive, threw you out of the car into the bush and drove away. You have four legs, no arms or hands. Your body is covered with fur, and you have a tail. And now that you've been living in the wild for some months, you're very shabby. You've developed some skin diseases. You're often hungry and thirsty. Very cold at the nights in the winter. Hot and dry the days in the summer. And always looking for food. Looking for water. And trying to avoid danger. There are wild dogs. When you encounter people, they yell, clap their hands to scare you away. The kind of people that used to care for you, now they hate you. No place is home. So I'll give you a moment, a minute, to consider being in this kind of life. And so now, again momentarily returning to your human life and comparing this precious human existence with that one. And now we will consider life as a puppy, a very small dog, very young dog, in a nice home. You have four legs, fur on your body, and a collar around your neck all the time. It's not terribly tight, but when the people put the chain on it and pull at you, it hurts a little. Sometimes a lot. When they take you for a walk, you really have to keep up, even if you don't want to walk. You're very young, and you don't understand anything. What they want, what they're saying to you, what they mean. If you need to go to the toilet, you go to the toilet, and then they start yelling at you and maybe kicking you, hitting you. Throw you outside. You're alone outside in the cold, this little fenced yard. You can't get out. And in general, the people living with you, looking after you, they make sounds, they speak to you, you don't understand. You don't understand. Even though you're somewhat looked after, you're often confused. They seem to want to communicate with you, but you don't know how to understand them. So consider this kind of life for a minute. And so again, coming out of that experience as a human being, you can communicate. You can determine your life to a great extent, even a well looked after puppy. It's not nearly so fortunate. And in particular, that you have an intelligent mind, can communicate with other people. You can study and work with your mind according to the Dharma. So now considering just briefly life as a working animal. Imagine being a donkey pulling a heavy cart, being whipped to go faster, to keep going when you're nearly dropping with exhaustion, thirst, or hunger. And now imagine being a cow, being kept only for your milk, like you are a milk machine. Indeed, you are hooked up to a machine to have the milk extracted from your body every day. And imagine being a parrot, some kind of lovely bird, but kept in a very small cage, just to be looked at, not allowed to fly, just kept imprisoned in this tiny cage. And now consider being an animal that most other beings, certainly humans, most animals are afraid of, a snake. No arms, no legs, no wings. All you can do is slither. And all the animals either try to attack you or flee from you. And so we think deeply, do I want to be reborn in one of those suffering animals' bodies? And so we may generate immense gratitude for this precious human life and this opportunity, having discovered the Dharma, having found the teachers, an authentic teacher that we can study and practice to ensure our future lives are not in the animal realm. And now we may dedicate our merit from this meditation with Master Shantideva's Bodhicaya Vatara dedication verses, page 23 in the prayer book. May all beings everywhere plagued by sufferings of body and mind obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective, and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.